We can also measure the risk of a stock relative to the rest of the market by regressing the return series for that stock on the return series for a market index, like the S&P 500. This simple linear regression calculates what is called the security characteristic line, along with the stock's alpha and beta coefficients. A stock's alpha indicates if it has over or underperformed the market, while beta measures its volatility relative to the rest of the market. The same data can be used to calculate a correlation coefficient, which measures the tendency of a stock to move with the rest of the market. The regression also indicates the percentage of risk that is explained by the market. The remaining firm-specific risk is diversifiable and can be eliminated by holding a large portfolio of stocks or purchasing a mutual fund. However, most stocks have a significant amount of market or systematic risk. These are risks such as inflation, recession, and terrorism that cannot be diversified away.